Welcome to the Transcend Your Health Podcast. I'm your health coach, Erin Avery, and I want to help you find the beauty and balance you desire with food and in your body. Are you ready to go beyond and rise above the limits of negative self-talk, doubt, and fear? Then grab your notebook, get a pen, and let's get started. Hello, hello, hello. How are you guys doing today? Happy Monday. It was a heck of a weekend. Had a lot of fun, went on the boat with some friends, celebrated a birthday, and now it's back to the grind. So today's topic, mentally dieting. I have a lot of clients that come to me to talk about how to stop binge and emotionally overeating. And one of the questions I usually ask is, are you dieting? And it's about a 50-50 answer rate of yes and no. And I'm super excited to talk about this because I think that we underestimate the fact that we are not on a diet when we really are on a diet, because we've always been on a diet. And so it's really hard to get out of that cycle of dieting, even if it's not one that is prescribed to you. So the ones that tell me no, I start to get curious and I ask a few questions. So listen up, because this could be you. All right. So mental dieting comes in many facets. Those that are diet pros, as I was talking about, been on diets for years, you guys usually have a good concept about what it means to watch your food, track your food, measure your food, portion out your food. I'm going to be 100% transparent. I am at times still a mental dieter, but I do have the reins pulled in when it comes to binge eating. So what I'm about to tell you is something that you want to start thinking about to see how this is influencing the food choices that you make. So those that are diet pros, as I call you, you can also probably guess within 100 calories how much of food is, right? And what I mean by that is maybe you're either out to eat or you start scooping food on a plate and you're like, oh, that's roughly 1,300 calories on my plate. I should take some off, right? That's just a really high number. We'll get more realistic. Maybe you scoop mac and cheese on your plate and you look at it and you're like, oh, that's probably 300 calories. I should take some off of my plate. That's more realistic, right? Not 1,300. Anyways, let's be honest. All diets and the foundations of diets are the same, right? And this is what I mean. They're all the same. They all are guidelines that tell you what to eat, how much to eat, when to eat, everything, right? It's just some things change, right? Some things come with pretty containers. Some things come with color scales and just crazy things that you have to weigh out your food, measure your food. This is how much it is. So this is how many calories it is. Just things to get you to stick to the prescribed diet. And so when we are accustomed to all these things and we've tried all the diets, the thing is you have all this knowledge, right? You are very knowledgeable of all the rules of all the diets that you ever tried, because again, the foundation is very much the same. And even though you're not on a prescribed one, it's very easy to slip back and revert back to some of the rules that you already know that maybe worked. And you do this especially when your weight has stalled or your program that you're on isn't working, right? So what does mental dieting look like? So typically when you mental diet, you automatically cut out a food group, right? You might not intentionally say that this is what you're doing out loud, or you might not write this down on paper, like this is my new diet, but you start cutting out food groups, right? Maybe you start cutting back on your carbs, cutting back on fats, right? You're cutting out food because mentally you think, okay, if I cut carbs, I'll lose weight a little faster. If I cut out some fat, I'll lose weight a little faster, right? So this is all mental going through your head. Another way that you mental diet is by downsizing portions, even though you're hungry, right? Even though you might be starving, you might put stuff on a plate and then look at it and go, oh, that's way too much, and then start taking stuff off. Or you start with little scoops and then you eat that and then you try to just like press through the hunger. That's mental dieting, because in diets culture, diet society, you know, to be hungry means that you're doing something right because you're going to lose weight, which is bullshit. Another way that you mental diet is you say things like, oh, I'm just trying to be good. I'm clean eating, right? Even though we say these things just to be like describing what we're trying to do, if you listen to my other episode, two episodes back, I believe, The Power of Language, you are still mentally dieting, because saying I'm trying to be good translates into I'm not going to eat chips, I'm not going to eat cookies. Trying to be good typically means I'm just going to stick to whole foods, fruits and vegetables, chicken and broccoli. Everything else is dead to me, right? That's what it means. Another way that mental dieting looks is ignoring hunger cues and kind of just, well, ignoring your hungers, because again, diet society culture tells us if we're hungry, that means we're losing weight. So don't give in to hunger, God forbid. So you do crazy things like brush your teeth, chew gum. You know, I don't know what else you do, but those are the two big ones. You brush your teeth, or you chew gum, or you just chug so much water that you're just peeing out of all day long. You're just in the bathroom all day. Mentally counting or guessing calories. I kind of already said that one, but mentally counting, because again, I know for me, this is just me, and maybe you're in the same, you can resonate with this. I know for me, being in the fitness spectrum for a very long time, counting calories, doing my macros, like I know even right now throughout my day, like roughly how many carbs, proteins, and fats I'm having, roughly how many calories I'm eating. And that's actually fine, right? That does come with time. But when you start mentally counting and guessing calories, typically we overestimate. And so let's just say it's lunchtime. And by lunchtime, you've already figured out you've had like 900 calories. And for some reason in your head, you think all you can have is 1200. You're doing yourself a disservice, because your body still needs fuel for the rest of the day, and you're going to start ignoring your hunger cues, and you see how this is going in one big circle, right? And then another way, there's thousands of ways actually, but another way that came to mind was you choose foods or meals based on a previous meal or food that you ate. So what that looks like is just being food focused. Like, you know, you woke up for breakfast and maybe you just hammered out some pancakes, eggs, and some bacon. And you were okay with that, but then lunchtime comes around and you're like, oh, I had way too many carbs for breakfast, and that was a huge breakfast. It was probably 1,200 calories. Oh my God, I'm just going to have a salad. So you're basing your food choice based off of another food choice or what you ate, I guess, the day before. So that's mental dieting in a nutshell, right? It's all of these things and more signs. You're trying to control your intake and your food, not allowing yourself to eat based off of true hunger and what your body actually needs. And when you try to do that, especially if you're someone that's trying to have a healthy relationship with food and stop binge eating, doing all of those things can be more than harmful. They're not helpful, because when you go back to the dieting ways of calorie restriction, deprivation, and all those things, all you're really doing is perpetuating the binging cycle, which is you're restricting, because that's what you're doing. You're restricting. You're either cutting a food group, you're taking food off your plate, you are ignoring your cues, you are not eating what you really want to eat. So what that does is that puts you in restriction, which allows you then to crave, because you're not giving yourself what you really want. And then when you crave, you have the urges, and the urges bring on binges, and the binges bring on guilt, shame, regret. And it just leads to frustration, because you are trying to do the good thing in mental diet, but when nothing changes, or maybe you do see some small results, but then you sabotage because you think, oh, okay, since I cut out carbs, I lost some weight, which you really didn't. You just lost some water. I lost some weight. Maybe now I can have a couple sandwiches in the week, right? And then you do that, you start to sabotage yourself, because now you're trying to eat more because you think that what you were doing was okay. So it's okay to have a little bit, but then you gain weight and then you get frustrated, upset, confused, and then you go back. So you're just perpetually putting yourself back in the binge eating cycle. So mental dieting, it's the same thing as going on a diet, right? You're going to put yourself back in this cycle. And I say all this because to end binge eating, there's really only two simple steps that you need. And I teach this in my new program, but it's eating adequately, meaning you're eating when you are hungry, you're stopping when you're full, you're not cutting out anything. If you want a cupcake, you eat a cupcake and you enjoy it and you move on with life. And then the second step is just dismissing urges. The reason for your binges is because you have urges. The reason you have urges is because you are restricting foods, right? That's all it is. When you take away food from you and you take away the food that you actually really want, your body starts to crave that and you want it. So you have the urge to eat it, right? I think I've said it before. If me and you are going on a diet and we say, for 30 days, we are not going to eat cookies and popcorn. What do you think we're going to think about for 30 days? Cookies and popcorn. If that's something that we truly like to eat, right? And then especially if it's like Thursday and we say that we're starting the diet on Monday, you better believe between Thursday and Monday, we are chowing down on cookies and popcorn because in our brain, we're thinking we're never going to have it again, at least for 30 days. And during those 30 days, like I said, you're going to start craving those things and you're going to get the urge, the binge, and willpower only lasts for so long. And once you give into it, that's when you overeat, i.e. binge, and then you start over with the cycle because then you have guilt, regret, and shame and blah, 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 right? So eating adequately and dismissing urges, that's how you get rid of binge eating. And what about weight loss? Great. Weight loss will happen. Trust me. Weight loss will work its way out naturally. This is what happens when you start giving your body consistent food, when you are able to stop giving into your urges, your weight will naturally find its sweet spot. It honestly will, because your body right now is all screwed up, right? It's just all messed up. And once you start consistently eating adequately all food groups at least 3 times a day, big meals to satisfy you, your body starts to trust you again. And then when it starts to trust you again, it's able to start doing what it needs to do and function optimally, which means for you to start losing weight, right? Your body is smart. So let it change naturally while you heal your relationship with food. There's no diets necessary. All right, you guys, that is it for today. I do want to thank you for listening. And as always, if you have any questions, if you have a topic you want me to discuss, please email me, erinaveryfitness@gmail.com. And before I go, I just want you to know that yes, I did drop a new program and it's all about healing your relationship with food. So if you are ready to start doing that, please go to erinaveryfitness.com/online-training. You are going to get lifetime access to the training program, and it is filled with so many things, you guys. I mean, there's workbooks, there is video lessons, there are ebooks, there's inspiration, motivation, workouts, recipes. I'm even giving away 4 intensive coaching calls. I've created a Facebook group where I will be doing live Q&As and coaching calls. You guys, it's unreal. I designed this for you so you can, you know, achieve food freedom. And right now, the program is priced at an incredible, ridiculous offer. I can't even believe I priced it how I did, how much I'm giving away. But again, to enroll and or if you want to learn more about it, just go to erinaveryfitness.com/online-training. And I hope to see you on the inside. Until then, I'll talk to you next week. Have a good day, guys. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast where my goal is to empower you to believe that you can absolutely change any habit you want to live the lifestyle you deserve. If this episode resonated with you, please share it on your social media and give me a tag at Erin Avery Fitness. I would love to respond to you and share your share with the world because it is my purpose to help as many people as I possibly can change their life for the better. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next week.